Today I want to talk to you about something that I hear quite a bit at the moment, something that I've even said to myself. One day I'll be able to get back to... There's a thought. There are things that we long to get back to that keep us going in the middle of lockdown. So whether you're someone who can't wait to get back to your work, to some kind of routine or normality, whether you're someone who can't wait to go where you want to go, do what you want to do, meet up with people you want to meet, well, it won't be much longer, folks, will it? We hope. Before we can get back to. Perhaps it's watching sport, playing sport, that we want to go back to. Perhaps we want to go back to a concert, hear a performer, visit a gallery or a museum, have a meal out, go on a long walk in the countryside, observing nature, sit by the seaside, have a barbecue, invite your friends and your family round and spend some time together. After time away, what we'll find when we're allowed to go back is that things will look different to us. Inside, we may even behave differently. Has your appetite for social interaction increased with the social distancing rules? Or has your appreciation for what you've not been able to do increased so much that when you see the people you've not been able to see, you are in danger of exploding when you receive that first hug, or when you give that first hug to someone in your extended family? Then a question comes to my mind. Are there some things that I don't actually want to go back to? I don't want to go back to taking for granted, for instance, my freedom. A freedom that gives me the ability to do what I want within reason and when I want to do it. And what about those other things we don't want to go back to doing again? Are there things that absence doesn't equate to a growing fondness for? Some of us might not be missing things we used to do and are actually now resisting the pull to go back and do them again. I think what I'm trying to say to you is that rather than going back to something, ask yourself if there are some things that you want to leave back in your past, however recent that past for you is. And instead of going back, go forward instead. When we're returning out of isolation with a forward-thinking view on the ones that we've always expected to be there, what happens when we see them for who they are and what they mean to us? Hopefully we'll appreciate them more than we did before. Any real relationship changes how we behave. It either makes us keen to change and be part of something new, or we come to a point in a relationship when we can't accept the attempts of someone to try to change us and we resist. Even in this ongoing COVID relationship, some of us are trying to resist circumstances that tell us to do things. There was a character in the Bible called Peter who had an attitude that he would do what he wanted, go where he wanted. It was all on his terms. But when he met Jesus, there was someone that Peter desired to be more like. He was happy to follow Jesus and go where Jesus went. But there was one place, of course, that he couldn't go with him to, and that was the cross. In John 13, verse 36, Jesus told Peter, "Where I am going, you can't follow me now, but you will follow me later." Peter was happy to stand out for his Lord amongst his friends. But when pressure was on, his nature to protect himself against the threat that came with being a follower of Jesus caused a very public denial, which he bitterly regretted. But it was something that Jesus had predicted to him. When Jesus died, Peter wanted to go back to fishing, something he knew and was good at. But it wasn't the same Peter that was able to get back to catching fish. And after a long night of empty nets, he encountered the risen Saviour, Jesus, who helped him do that which he used to do himself without any problem. You see, when you long to go back to do what you used to do after accepting Jesus into your life, a change occurs. Things often will need to be done with his authority and not yours if you want them to be successful. I don't know whether Peter and his friends should have had that desire to go back fishing, but no matter, Jesus met them. And reading about it in John chapter 21, we see an encounter which resulted in a massive catch of many, many fish, way beyond the expectations of Peter, who is then overwhelmed emotionally and can't wait to run to meet Jesus. He gets out of the boat and wades his way to Jesus, who is standing ready for him on the shoreline. Peter, who had been used to doing his own thing, is later asked by Jesus if he loves his Saviour and friend above all these things. Now let me say, in my mind, I see the picture here of Jesus raising his hands and gesturing to the scene around Peter, to look at the fish, the fishing boats, and even the other fishermen disciples. The question is, Peter, do you want to go back to all of this? As he's gesturing, Peter sees the hands of Jesus, the marks of the nails in those hands. And he doesn't need to say to Jesus, well, do you love me? Because he knows and responds and says to Jesus, you know, I love you. Peter then learns that his independent lifestyle will now be subject to change. He'll no longer be able to do the things he used to do because of love for Jesus. He would now be going to places and doing things that he would have resisted when he was younger, when he didn't know the difference that Jesus would make in his life. Peter was glad that he had gone back to Jesus that day, even if it had meant that actually Jesus had come back to him. So at this time, think of what you will be able to stop going back to. Think of those habits and weaknesses, wrong thoughts or behaviours, and then pray. Ask Jesus now what he wants you to go and do. And ask for a growing desire to want to do those things, knowing that he will be with you and that God will meet our every need when our needs are to glorify him and go where he will lead us. God bless you and keep you today, safe always. Amen.